Exceptional readings for this Tuesday of the third week of Easter. And just a quick word on this amazing account of the Acts of the Apostles of that first martyrdom, Stephen, whom was a deacon and who was martyred and stoned and began this extraordinary process of witnessing to the thing that we're celebrating these weeks, the death and resurrection of the living God. Two important details from Stephen. Number one, the fact that as he was dying, taking his last breath, he had the deep conviction and the tenderness in his heart to pray for the forgiveness of his persecutors, of his executors, as he's dying. Lord, don't hold this sin against them. It's a heart that's in the right place. Kill me. Still going to love you. Sounds a lot like Jesus, because he had taken him on. And then this little note, just to kind of just to close this out. Now, Saul was consenting to this execution. The Acts is written by Luke. Luke, who was good friends with Paul. And so Luke made a point. They need to know. And I bet Paul made a point, who had formerly known as Saul. You got to put this in there, because he's going to tell his story, his amazing conversion story, two other times in the Acts of the Apostles. Now they're just teasing it. He said, I was there. That whole thing about me being converted radically after killing them is true. Luke, be sure you put it in the Acts. I was there, consenting to it. What's the point in that? It's just an extraordinary witness also to the power and the mercy of Jesus Christ. Paul didn't shy away from the fact of who he was. He said, all the more. That's how I know Jesus. Because he came to that loser and brought me to new life. Beautiful details. Saul wasn't afraid of who he was because he was able to delight in who he is after having met Jesus. Put it in there, Luke. They need to know I was there, so that when I come around and talk about this Jesus, they'll have greater conviction, hopefully in their hearts, that I know what I'm talking about. Because he tasted his mercy right there as Stephen is praying for it. Your mercy upon them, and Paul is the recipient. At the beautiful Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls in Rome, on a side chapel, one of the side chapels in Paul's Basilica is dedicated to St. Stephen, who prayed for Paul's conversion as he was consenting to his own execution. The mercy of Jesus, powerful in its witness to his life, his power, his goodness. Jesus, convict us of it again today. Help us to always seek it, to ask it for others, to share it with others. It changes everything.